Joining us on the line right now, Attorney Kevin Stocker. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Fine. Thank you very much. Developments this morning from the Catholic Diocese, of course, releasing their report yesterday. You are representing some people who have claims against the Diocese of Buffalo in this clergy sexual abuse scandal. What is their status right now?
I always describe our group. We have approximately 20. Three have settled. Two I would consider whistleblowers that came forward in 2011 to report inappropriate behavior directed towards children, and they were punished for doing so, which was the opposite of the Virtus training that the church has been promoting. And I do think they deserve some sort of compensation. And the rest of them were individuals that had faced sexual abuse as children, some as old as 78 years of age as of now.
There has been a change in stance from the Catholic Diocese in the last couple of years due to, obviously, attorneys aggressively pursuing this and also a lot of media coverage. Where do you feel about the current stand that the Catholic Diocese is taking right now? Do you feel like they're making progress in trying to make these victims whole?
I don't, and I think they're small tokens that have been given, and I look at issues of the church asking the victims to provide prior notice that the church knew that these individuals were engaging in bad behavior, and they wouldn't turn over their own records. So do I think they're being transparent? Do I think they're turning the corner? No, I don't. And I think you're going to see in the subsequent litigation that the problem is a lot worse than has even been brought forward to this day. And I do think the media has done a great job of shining the light, and it is the only reason that the church has started to change their behavior. But I do think it's got a long way to go, and I point back to my earlier comments. We came forward in 2011, and what did they do? They punished the people that came forward with the abuse allegations, and very similar to what's going on with the Anchor Bar right now. They punish and attack the victims and threaten them. Somewhere along the line, this behavior has to stop, and they have to be held accountable, unfortunately. It's very difficult for me to talk like that because I was brought up in the Catholic faith. My children go to Catholic school. They're very sad cases, and it's not easy to address some of these the behaviors and actions of the church.
Your focus is on your clients. At the same time, you've described your association or with the Catholic Church, like many here in Western New York. From a structural standpoint, do you see something that the diocese absolutely has to do moving forward?
Well, I still don't see them as being transparent in terms of turning over documents. I even see and have heard through reports that they don't want to turn over all their documents to the federal government that's doing their current investigation, and they've worked out some sort of deal as to what documents have to be turned over. I have an email that was sent to me that shows they've been destroying documents. It's very disturbing. And it's just sad to watch what's going on with respect to the church.
Kevin Stocker, thank you very much for your time this morning.